This week, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, chewed out, and that would seem to be the term, former military officers who were serving as analysts for news organizations, including this one. Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers also admonished officers on the battlefield in Iraq who've been quoted in news reports as questioning the size and firepower of the initial U.S. force. But the dispute may be about more than plans for the U.S.-led war against Saddam Hussein. It may trace back to fundamental questions about the future of the U.S. military as envisioned by Secretary Rumsfeld. Well before this war, even before September 11th, Mr. Rumsfeld had already begun moving away from what's often called the Powell warfighting doctrine of a massive application of force. Retired Major General Bill Nash was an armored brigade commander in Desert Storm and commander of U.S. ground forces in Bosnia. He's now senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's in our studios. Thanks for being with us, General.
Thank you, Scott.
And at the studios of WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Richard Cohn, who teaches military history at the University of North Carolina. Professor Cohn, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And let me turn to you both, Professor Cohn, first. What's your understanding of Secretary Rumsfeld's vision of where the U.S. military ought to go and perhaps how it ought to be reconstituted?
His strategic vision is to have a lighter, more agile force that is heavily reliant on air power and firepower and digitalization, that leverages American technological advantages, gets in quickly, gets out quickly, and is decisive with a minimum amount of American forces.
General Nash, is that how you see it?
Oh, I think so. I think, as Professor Cohn just said about getting out quickly, some of the issues that people have been concerned with respect to Iraq have been the fact that we're not going to get out quickly and looking at requirements that are associated with long-term commitments to Iraq. Based on experiences from Bosnia to Kosovo to East Timor and a lot of other post-war environments, there was a concern by many that there was not sufficient wherewithal being allocated to that mission. And you recall the controversy between the Chief of Staff of the Army and the Deputy Secretary of Defense just prior to the war and congressional testimony as to how many forces would be necessary to remain in Iraq after the war.
Mm-hmm.
Scott, could I add here
please,
just the thought that we don't know how this war is going to end. How wars end is often as important as how they begin or how they play out. And it's conceivable that if this regime is not beheaded, that it could melt its forces into society and the United States could face something like an insurrection or a guerrilla war that goes on indefinitely, particularly since Iraq is in the center of the Arab world. It could become the magnet for all sorts of people to come in. The Saddam Hussein regime has murderous forces scattered throughout that society and could make it extremely difficult if those people were to fight to the finish over a long period of time. And I think that may have been in General Shinseki's mind and others' minds when they were making these points.
One of the concerns that people have had about this new strategic vision is that more U.S. soldiers, or British soldiers in this case too, might sacrifice their lives because military campaigns are no longer preceded by massive bombing.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that proposition. I think the conduct of the fighting is, in fact, a very important and meaningful combination of fires and maneuver and speed, and that in itself will reduce casualties. The problem is, and is if you look at the situation that we faced, and again, we're using a 2.5-week sample right now in Iraq, so many of the casualties have taken place behind that fast-moving attack. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's the lines of communications, it's the supporting efforts to the major blitzkrieg in front where we've received our casualties. And out at the point of the spear, the 3rd Infantry Division has gone from Kuwait to literally the edges of Baghdad with minuscule casualties to the attacking forces.
Professor Cohn?
I think what the vision may not speak to is sufficient diversity in American ground forces. Right now, the Army is a very diverse military institution. It has light divisions, it has heavy divisions, it's got airmobile divisions. And Secretary Rumsfeld's vision is to be less diverse and less heavy, particularly. And there are some of us who think that the future is not as discernible as one might think, and the situations come in such great variety that you want to have the ability to do whatever military mission is required.
Does victory settle all arguments?
Well, traditionally, yes, without a doubt. I would just add to you, though, that some of the criticism was looking down the road. It wasn't looking at what was happening last week or even this week.
If this war is quickly resolved with American and British military success, and what's called inevitably, I guess now, the Rumsfeld Strategic Doctrine seems to be the imprint that U.S. forces will continue to carry, how will this change the nature of decision-making and policy?
Well, one of my fears, Scott, is that it's war on the cheap and that it looks too easy. The United States has a dominant and dominating military establishment, and we seem all too eager in the last few years to use this military establishment in ways and at times that might better be served by diplomacy or by coalition work and by compromise. And I have my fears that the United States may be setting itself up for creating as many enemies as it's trying to dispel.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Retired Major General Bill Nash, who was an Armored Brigade Commander in Desert Storm, now Senior Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, and Richard Cohn, who teaches military history at the University of North Carolina.